You're listening to Breakfast with Pablo.
Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens in the studio. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Pablo.
Now, we want to talk about cyclists and drivers. It's always a bit of a contentious issue when it comes to being on the road. You've got some info that you want to read out to people and really give the insight of a cyclist being on the road.
Yes, thank you, Pablo. The safety and the way that cyclists and drivers can use the same roads in Karratha, it depends on the mindset of each. There are road laws, signs, bike lanes, but the way to coexist is to be considerate of each other, share the road and be patient. I cycle a lot, as you said, in and around Karratha and Dampier, and I see every day how drivers are patient and they give cyclists plenty of space. The risk of conflict and collision is when people get tired or angry or they're not paying attention, like early in the morning or on the way home. Drivers on the road, and especially at intersections, need to look out not only for other motor vehicles but for bicycles as well. And at the distances that people travel in Karratha and around Karratha, Dampier and Roebourne really aren't that far. So many people in Perth commute a lot further every day. It won't matter so much here if you slow down until it's safe to pass a bicycle. Wait until the oncoming traffic is gone. Don't try to overtake at the approach to or in a roundabout or in a narrow lane with curbs each side, such as Millstream Road where it heads east past Sea Ripple. Cyclists, obey the road rules as well. Stop at stop signs and red lights, even if you're in the bike lane on Dampier Highway. And don't ride more than two abreast. Wear a helmet at all times, use your bike lights, and don't ride on the wrong side of the road. It's very important that you don't ride on the road wearing headphones or earphones so that you can hear what's going on around you. You can hear the cars that are coming up behind you. Wear bright clothing so that you can be easily seen. And beware if the sun is behind you, that you will be hard to see. Be mindful, drivers, that cyclists can get blown sideways by gusts of wind, such as we've had a lot of lately, and cyclists will change their position on a road without warning to get around broken glass, rocks and debris that collects on the sides of the road. And cyclists, when you're coming to an intersection, you should make eye contact with drivers who are approaching the same intersection. If you haven't made eye contact, slow down and get ready to stop, because that driver may not have seen you, and use your hand signals so that clear communication and respect for each other on the roads is what's going to keep people safe.
I think the thing there that I took away being key is just slow down that little bit. As you mentioned, we're not doing huge distances generally when we're just driving around town, and waiting 20 seconds is not going to be the end of the world for any of the drivers if you have to slow down that 10-20 seconds for a cyclist. So some great advice there. Now, Meet the Street. This is a new initiative that's happening to get to know your neighbours a little bit more. It's just been launched this week, and people can go through the city of Karratha to get some food and drinks to have a bit of a barbecue.
That's right. This is a great initiative from the Safer Communities Partnership. It's getting people to see who their neighbours are and creating the opportunity for people to come out from their houses and get together on the street, get to know your neighbours, because that is a very good crime prevention initiative. You know who belongs in your street, you know who your neighbours are, and you feel then more comfortable contacting them and saying, listen, there's someone hanging around. I don't think it's quite right. Have you seen that car before? Does that person belong in this street? There is a registration form, and you can pick those up from the City of Karratha, and they're available online as well. And for organisers, there is the availability of $100 funding for you to have this event with your neighbours.
Yeah, so you can get some food and drinks and have the street over for a nice barbecue. If you want to find out more info, there's all the info. You've also got invitations that you can hand out directly to your neighbours as well. Visit the City of Karratha. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha Department of Communities Rio Tinto and Woodside Operated Northwest Shelf Projects, are members of the Safer Community Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.